Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we're here this morning on this kind of soggy morning this morning, and got a group from over at the high school, got FFA farmers, but it's all female farmers this morning, looks like. I don't know what direction I'm going to have to take with this now. I mean, I'm going to let them introduce themselves here in a minute, and I know their sponsor is here, but he says that he's not going to talk this morning. He's just going to turn it over to these youngsters. And we'll get some stuff done. But first off, we got to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse at 100 Courthouse Square, Salina, Tennessee. As we do each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. through the auspices of the Three Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce and all the great local sponsors that help keep us on the air. And keep reminding everybody, quit taking all your money to cook. We'll spend some of it here in Salina. And let everybody know, hey, we've got a little pop-up store that opens up here in the courthouse now. And I think these young ladies, probably some of them have been here and checked it out, spent a little money with them. And they're going to be with us for a while. We're also working on some other things. We said before, we're working on our Rolly Hole Marble Museum here. We're working on some musical events to be held here later on in the summer. We'll be announcing some of that a little bit later. We've got just a whole bunch of things going. We've had Mr. Anthony Blakely outside here the last couple of days doing some repair work on the courthouse, getting ready to have another grant in the making to do some more windows, get some more windows repaired. So we're making all kinds of progress around here, and we're thankful and grateful for all the great people here in and around Clay County that make this show possible, and that we'll remind you that, of course, we're on here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, and also there'll be a rebroadcast this afternoon at 6 p.m. and these shows are streamed on the Del Hall Horizon site. But now, with all of that out of the way, we're going to take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes. And we're going to have to talk just a few minutes of basketball when we get back. So we will do that here just in a few minutes. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, it's great to be here this morning. I have four young ladies and the sponsor here this morning. I started to say five young ladies, but I've never seen a young lady with a beard like he's got, so we'll eliminate him from the ladies group. But I'm going to start with, we're right in the middle of the beginning of our play in the district tournament in basketball, and we have a basketball player here this morning, a couple of these guys. You see, that's... And all the way down through here, got a bunch of them. So we'll let them talk a little bit about what's coming up with girls basketball, and then we'll have to let them give a little review, maybe what's going on with the boys when they play and everything. Cherokee, you want to start? Just move that microphone over closer to you.
I'm just ready to beat Gordonsville.
Oh, okay.
Really think we can.
But you were getting ready to beat someone else, weren't you?
We sure was.
Had practice to play against Clark Raines.
We had honestly, I'm not going to say we looked over them, but nobody dreamed, because since Lamar's been at Clark Raines, I don't think this has happened.
I think this is a totally new thing since he's been coaching. They didn't at least qualify for the district tournament.
I don't think he's ever went home in the first round. He probably ain't sleeping.
It couldn't happen to a nicer fella.
Well, I know.
But you'll be playing Gordonsville, and third time to play them.
Yes, sir.
And that's scary, isn't it? That third time is a little bit tougher because you know each other better.
They can get hot, and they can keep up with us. And, you know, if we're not rebounding well, they could sneak up.
So
they could get us.
You got to be on your toes.
For sure.
And let's see. Now, who else we got playing basketball? Or manager? We got a manager down here? Or?
I manage.
What? Introduce yourself to the folks.
I'm Kaylee Riddle. I'm a senior manager. I keep books for the girls' basketball team. That's all I do.
Get a little bit closer to the microphone. There you go. Now, just start that again.
Okay. My name's Katie Riddle. I'm a senior manager for the girls' basketball team, and I keep books. That's really about it.
Oh, so, but you know everything's going on.
I know all the numbers.
Do you keep all their stats?
Not all of them.
Any of them ever question you on some of your statistics or anything?
None of the ball players, but our assistant always has to come over and ask how many timeouts we have.
Happy birthday, Andrew Meadows.
I was going to do that, but and let's see, you're the young lady that walks in. You usually have a long dress on or something or other among...
Most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time. But you'll see, you usually walk by the home crowd on the other side from the scores table after the game so everyone can see you, right?
No. Not so they can see me.
Uh-huh. We got anybody associated with the basketball team?
I'm a cheerleader.
Now, to introduce yourself.
I'm Tamara Smith. I'm a senior cheerleader.
And you're a senior. How long have you been leading cheers?
Probably about 12 years now.
About 12 years. 4 years of high school, and then down in grade school, and... Is it fun?
Mm-hmm. Hoping we get to state this year. That was a lot of fun.
What about the Chitwoods? Now, you got anything bad to say about them or anything? Or
no.
Nothing at all about Stephen and Lana?
No, they're great.
They're good guys, aren't they?
They are.
They've done
it for a while. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They get you there on time most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do they buy your supper and stuff for you? Or
sometimes they do.
They are pretty nice folks. Now, we missed one to introduce herself there in the middle, and apparently she's not associated with basketball. Scoot the microphone over a little bit and get closer and tell the folks who you are.
I'm Selena Tucker.
And what do you do?
I mostly just am the reporter of the Clay County FFA.
You're the reporter. You're one of the officers. All righty. Okay, now, let's start back up here. And I think, have y'all got a program that you're going to follow this morning? Things you've got written down you're going to do? And who's kind of in charge of this bunch? Well, I don't mean Mr. Craghead. Who's the main speaker of this bunch right now to kind of tell us what we're going to talk about? We're going to make Cherokee do that.
No, our main speaker actually stayed at school. And, Sonny, if you're listening to this, we really wish you were here to talk.
I was wondering where Sonny Holloway was at this morning. You know, she is, she's the president, isn't she?
Yes, sir, she is president. She's a great president.
Well, did we have a vice president?
Well, co-vice president.
Well, so you two would
Will
be.
There's three?
Yes. Okay, so, and two of you are here.
Yes, and our third one's Will Dodson. He's been a little bit sick, so he didn't get to come today.
I was wondering where Will was at, too, because, I mean, this is, God, he'd make at least 4 years he'd been here for these meetings. Well, now, guys, tell us about FFA and what you guys have been doing.
Well, I'll start off with this point. So this year we were associated with, the state of Tennessee associated with Tennessee FFA, which means they pay our dues for, every student that's involved and enrolled in an ag class. And with that, we got 180 members to be an FFA.
180 members at the high school?
Yes.
That is about a little over a third of the school population, isn't it?
Over half.
Over half. So that's a pretty good membership, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
How many of them you reckon will go into farming?
Maybe a few.
Maybe a few. Okay. Now, what do you think has attracted those 180 people?
Well, FFA is more of a leadership group with farming. So I think it goes hand in hand. People that want to do speaking can do it, and then people that want to do things that are more like farming involved, they can. There's just different ways you can get involved.
Okay, so it is a leadership training.
Yes.
Okay, now, how does that leadership training come about? And you girls can chime in down there, too, and get close to the microphone. But now, what do you learn to become a leader?
Well, there's different competitions. Job interview is one that I've done personally. And, they get you ready for what a job interview is going to be like. You make resumes, you do cover letters, and then, follow-up emails and everything. And then you have, public speaking. So there's lots of ways you can get, out and do leadership stuff.
Okay, now, the public speaking, that may be one of the hardest things in the world, isn't it, girls?
Mm-hmm.
But what about the first time? I'm sure you guys probably started with public speaking, probably maybe somebody with 4-H club down the elementary school with Mr. Randall when he was doing that down there. So it's not something new for you, but... What about when it comes time for public speaking? Are you pretty much relaxed when you walk up here now at this stage, or are you still your knees knocking together and scared to death you're going to say the wrong thing? Or what if I ask you right now to give me a 5-minute impromptu speech on something? Let's go with Ms. Smith down there. How would you start out?
I don't know if I'd do too good with impromptu speaking, but I know that doing more public speaking things through FFA, it's definitely improved and I've gotten less nervous, and I can definitely do it better now than I could have.
Okay, now do you have a favorite subject that you might look at, real quickly? Hey, I can talk maybe 5 minutes on this besides cheerleading.
Probably the environment, something related to that.
Okay, now the how important is, you said that, how important is the environment to you as a high school cheerleader?
It's pretty important.
Tell me about that, some of the things that concern you.
Obviously the big issue of global warming and climate change, you don't really think that it has that much of an effect, but, in a few years we might start to see things that affect us,
And, well, now, are you actively involved in battling some of those things, or are you
probably not as much as I should be, but FFA is a good start because that's a lot of, you can learn a lot about it through FFA.
Okay, now what about environmentally safe farming?
Mm-hmm. That's a really big important topic,
and some of the things that have changed with that, with farmers, the use of Mr. Craig can chime in, but pesticides. That's a big deal now. You can't watch, and not necessarily herbicides and pesticides, and you can't watch any TV now at all without seeing some type of commercial wanting somebody to sue one of the herbicide or pesticide companies for damaging them personally, not only, damaging the atmosphere or whatever. Okay, now you've got some notes now.
Yeah.
Now talk to us some more.
What you were talking about with the pesticides, there's been a bigger change in that recently, and there's less used today because you know, the technology has gotten further. And as it goes further, we'll have less and less problems with that, hopefully.
And that has a whole lot to do with no-till farming, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what no-till farming is. Where they don't turn the soil up, and any type of, like, weed retardant and insecticide are in the ground with the seed and not in the atmosphere. Going back when I was a youngster, my job used to be in the tobacco fields. When the tobacco got over my head, was to put a tobacco spray on my back and walk through there and spray those tobacco plants with arsenic of lead. So that's the magic word, lead, with no face covering or anything else. And thank goodness I'm still alive today. But see, that's things that have changed. You know, the lead in the atmosphere. And, of course, arsenic is one of the deadliest poisons in the world. Of course, that was to get the tobacco worms to fall off and die. It wasn't necessarily to kill me, but now you've got some more.
Yeah,
we keep feeding you.
Now we have, like, drones that'll do that today, so we're not putting people's health at risk anymore, you know?
Okay, now, there also is, a technological change there, and that is going from a drone from a flyover aircraft. If you've ever seen that, I know we've had a little bit of that has been done in Clay County where they have a rented airplane that fly over the cornfields and just spray everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now the drones, they fly right down, I'm sure right down on top of the crop, and it doesn't spread in the atmosphere like it does. Okay, you got something else now.
Yeah, going along with the drones, we actually have drones, and I don't know if we do this year, but I know last year we actually had like a drone class. Oh, we do this year. So, you know, we can get some of those skills that we can transfer in later life.
Okay, and does the drone have a camera built in on it?
It does.
So you guys can take some overhead pictures of Clay County here when we need them, and
mm-hmm.
for the website and things like that. And so we've got that available for us. Okay, now, what else we got? Oh, wait a minute. We got to take a break. I get to talking sometimes, and I forget that we do have to let the people get their money's worth at this show. And that means we got to get their commercials worked in. We'll be right back in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, now, who has the piece of paper slid in front of them now? Okay, slide the microphone down where we can all hear you. A little bit closer. Now you're ready.
The Clay County FFA had two teams compete in district land judging contest, which was hosted by the Clay County FFA. One of our teams won the district contest, and Sunny Holloway was the high individual, and they went on to compete at the regional contest held in Springfield.
And how'd they do down there?
We got 11th place out of 39 teams.
That's not bad. That puts you in that, if my math is correct, at least in the top third, probably top fourth of the group there. So when you judge land, you go out and take your shovel and dig you up some dirt and put it in your hand and look at it and judge it, right?
Yes.
How about do you do things like judging the elevation of land and into the surveying part of it?
Yeah, we do.
Well, tell us about that. What's it like at one of the contests?
Well, at first it's kind of nerve-wracking because you have so many other people from so many different counties around you judging the same thing you are, and you are timed. So it's a little bit complicated to try to get into the pit, out of the pit, and then to do the slope of the land. So you really just have to have like a skill to figure out where you need to be and what you need to do first.
You know, you talk about the slope of the land. How important is that in farming to know the slope of the land, other than the fact which direction the water runs off of it?
Well, it's pretty important because in some factors it can determine on whether plants would grow good there or what plants you can grow and what plants you can't.
And, of course, that would a lot would depend on, like I said, as the water running off of the soil, if it has quite a bit of slope, you really don't want to put a water-loving plant there, do you? Because most of the water is going to wind up down at the bottom of the hill, isn't it? Instead of remaining there where you planted your plant. Okay, now, assay of the land, the composition of the soil, do you get into that to determine whether it's more of a loamy soil or clay or things like that? Do you have to do that, or is that something else?
Well, we do topsoil, subsoil, and texture.
Okay. Tell each one of those now. What are you looking for, and how do you go about determining your final choices?
Well, for the topsoil and subsoil, you have to look mainly at color. And from basically the colors, you can kind of look and see. And then when you feel the texture of it, you can tell if it's like a clay or a silt or a sand.
Now, you've named three types of soil there. Which one of those are good for producing agricultural product? The best out of those three.
Loam, which is a combination of all three.
Okay. We're going on fishing trips with this. I know we have lots of good, pretty red clay all over Clay County. And, of course, at one time, every time there come a big rain, about half of it washed off down the creek. But we've kind of cured that. But as I said, you know, just plain old clay dirt's not good to grow corn in, is it?
No.
And now, what silt is made up of what? Anybody, come on, silt? In that runoff soil, maybe? I'll throw that one out there.
It's made out of middle-sized soil particles.
And it usually gets deposited by water. There we go. And so one of the biggest places in, where would be one of the biggest places in the world to find a bunch of silt? Turkey, you know.
World?
Well, yeah. Really.
I don't know about worldwide.
Especially in the United States. Where would you think you might find it?
Floodplains?
And
a specific one? Do you have a specific one?
You know, I'm thinking down about where Mississippi River might empty into the Gulf of Mexico.
I can see it.
The deltas and the land all back from the deltas with, you know, good, rich farmland for a number of years. And so that's what, you know, the river settles down. And if you've ever watched any type of like flooding of the Mississippi River, I think there's a TV show on the Mississippi River, and they talk about, you know, floods are dangerous, they're destructive, but flood water of the Mississippi is also very, very important to the farmers along the Mississippi River. Not that it floods their crops out, but it deposits new rich soil for them.
See, they're living off your tobacco soil now down there. That's probably where it ended up.
Yes.
Washed on down.
Yeah. But, of course, the conservation of the land. What about, do you all study sometimes methods of soil conservation, or is that something you look at, or just not necessarily?
Yeah, we do. I mean, obviously, we want to use the best soil that we can for things, and we want to try to not just waste good ground and things
soil,
like that.
Soil conservation, kind of. Are you into methods of, do you study methods of soil conservation in this? So you really don't get down to planting the corn and worrying about it. But also many, many years ago, I think the 4-H folks, I think the FFA did too. You had projects. Do you guys still have agricultural projects that you have to?
We do. The Ag Science Fair has been going on. There's a lot of kids involved in that. That's been something that's been pretty productive throughout the 4 years of my high school career, I've noticed. Especially the freshman class. That's something we were forced to do freshman year. And then, you know, if you like it, you continue on participating.
Let's see. Let's take a little break here. I'll read the birthdays off. Any of y'all got a birthday today?
Andrew Meadows.
I think I already had him down here. Somebody called him.
Well, we can't forget him. He's most important now.
Well.
To the ball team.
What does he think so?
No, that's what makes him so important.
All right. Okay, celebrating birthdays today. I got to put my looking glasses off so I can read. Miss Frances Donaldson celebrating a birthday this week. Bella Ashlock, y'all know her?
Yeah.
I think the Denton family, Larry Denton family called in to wish her a happy birthday. Mr. Malcolm Strong celebrating a birthday on the 16th, looks like. Miss Coretta Denton on the 14th. Got one anniversary, Doug and Pat Green on the 15th, and Andrew Meadows on the 17th, and Miss Donna Pearl Smith celebrated a birthday on the 12th, and I would like to wish my wife Faye a happy birthday. Her birthday was on the 15th, so we'll wish all those folks a happy birthday, and I'll not cheat and give her a prize. So, but with that, we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back. I've got these four young ladies here with me, and I know that they've got a very, very important event coming up here, I think, in the next few days. We're going to get a little discussion about FFA week?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so FFA week is next week, and we're going to do different things through the whole week. And on Monday, we're going to start with an officer leadership camp. So it's just going to involve all of us officers. We're going to spend the day getting closer and learning some leadership things and just having fun together. And then the next day on Tuesday, we're going to do Teacher Appreciation Day. And I think we've got it in the works. We're going to make them breakfast. So that'll be a good thing to do. And then Wednesday, we're going to do a scavenger hunt. I think there's going to be a prize with it, maybe. And then Thursday, some of us are going to the state capitol for a visit, and it's called Flowers on the Hill. And we're going to meet, we'll have the opportunity to meet the, with State Senator Mark Pody and Representative Kelly Keesland and participate in, like, taking flowers up to the capitol. And then on Friday, we're going to have a chapter pizza party, and we're getting in the works that we're going to do anything but a backpack day. So you bring anything but a backpack. And so far, I'm thinking about bringing like a John boat or something crazy.
A what?
A John boat to school instead of a backpack. Because anything but a backpack.
So you're going to, what are you going to put in the John boat?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
Put John in it.
Might as well. What? But we're still waiting on Miss Taya's approval for that one.
Oh, well. So you're right now, you're putting in a pitch for it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. And you're making breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
What would a breakfast that you all made look like when you got done with it?
I don't know if it'll be too good, but hopefully. I think we're going to have chocolate gravy, white gravy, pancakes, sausage, and biscuits, like, and then bacon, stuff like that. You know, just traditional breakfast.
Okay, now, you just said it, they're traditional. You folks probably don't realize, and of course, Matthew, once you get out into the world, and you mention chocolate gravy, whoever you mention to is going to look at you and say, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that is kind of, it's kind of like our roly-ho marbles. It's something that is here in and around Clay County and in the South, but, you know, folks... they have no idea. Do you know how to make chocolate gravy?
Not personally. I got my granny's recipe, though.
Oh, all right. You've got Cherokee shook her head that she can make chocolate gravy.
I love it, but I can
do it. But, see, there's so many things that are so unique that that you got, of course, you take for granted right now because you've seen it every day of your life. But somewhere along the line, you'll run into these folks that have no idea what you're talking about. But once you introduce them to it, they will, what in the world is that? One of the restaurants, they'll bring it out, and they say, white gravy. But that's not true. But I'll say, now we've got another big event coming. Who gets to talk about the state convention? Who has been to the state convention a bunch of times? You had, Cherokee has, and Ms. Smith had. You want to let her go first, Cherokee? Or, you know, Cherokee, you hadn't talked a whole lot. Tell us a little bit about the state convention, and if she missed, you chime in down there.
State convention was really fun. For me, it was kind of a big deal to get to go because my freshman year, I had everything lined up to get to go, and then it didn't work out. And then, you know, with COVID, we didn't know if we were going to go, and if we did go, if it would even be anywhere close to the norm. And we were really surprised to see a lot of kids there, a whole lot more than we expected. Everything was as close to normal as it could be. And we sat through a few sessions, learned some leadership skills. We got to listen to a keynote speaker at each of the conventions, and that's kind of the turning point for everybody. If you listen to that, it impacts you whether you want it to or not.
Okay, and the keynote speaker usually is someone who is involved in state agriculture or...
It could be, or it could be some Olympian or some just random person that's famous for something.
And
it really could be anyone.
And they're trying to tie in farm work in with what
right.
Gets them where they're at today.
Right.
Okay, now, before we talk, you're not hardly finished yet, because I think maybe at is this one of the conventions where that you receive some type of special attention or something?
Isaac Smith, actually, he got his state degree. He was recognized for it whenever we went to Gatlinburg this past time. And then the next time we get to go, I'm pretty sure that all the seniors... Okay, I have a list right here. It's myself, Kaylee, Sonny, and Will Dodson, that's not here with us today, will be receiving our state degrees at this year's state convention.
Have you ever performed at the...
No, but that's something I'd love to do. I did audition for the national talent, and I didn't make it, but maybe in the future.
So I know you have performed at the 4-H thing, maybe. Yeah,
yes.
At the state convention.
It was Congress, I believe, my freshman year, sophomore year.
And if you happen to be listening, some of Cherokee's music now is interlaced in with our music at 101.5. And we're very, very pleased with that and proud of her for that. One of our local farmers does well. And now, what about down there? Have you been to a state convention before?
I have. Last year was my first time going, but we'll get to go again, I think, in March, the end of March. So
okay,
really
tell me about your experience at the state convention.
Well, for me, it was kind of a whole new thing, and it was the only convention that I'd ever really gone to other than Beta, so I didn't really know what to expect, but it was a lot of fun. I expected it to be a lot of, like, boring meetings and things, but they were actually really interesting, but also really informative. So it was really great.
So you didn't get completely bored to death?
No. And we did a lot of fun things, too.
Okay, now, let's talk about a typical day at the state convention. Start off with in the morning and kind of walk us through a day.
Well, a lot of times we'd wake up. We didn't have to get up too early, I don't think. And
you're out on the farm. You didn't have to get up with the chickens.
Yeah, we got up at a pretty reasonable time. And we'd have to put on our, like, official dress. And we'd go to, like, probably a meeting in the morning or noon or so. And then we usually would have a bit of free time to do whatever we wanted. And then possibly another meeting.
Okay, and you said something about... your dress.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have to dress down there?
You have to wear your official FFA jacket and, you know, a white button-up, and then you can either wear, like, dress pants or a skirt and, you know, dress shoes.
Okay. Now, this FFA, tell me about the history of the FFA. You guys know when it was organized, or... You hadn't been to Wikipedia and looked all that stuff up? Here we go. We got...
FFA was organized in 1928.
That's correct. All right. And it's a youth organization. It's a nonprofit organization. And the patch on those, the jacket that you get... I wonder how long that thing's been in existence. Anybody know how long that same jacket's been used? I know at least nearly 60 years, because I can remember I wasn't an FFA guy in high school, but I remember all the guys every year when they got those nice blue corduroy jackets. Cherokee, you got something to say? No. Okay, back to your list.
We know that Solana had FFA by 1934.
And I think I can probably tell you who started that. Mr. E.W. Fox, I believe. But who was still the agriculture teacher when I was in high school here in 1960s. And his degree was... from the University of Nebraska, which, you know, kind of unusual for a graduate university in Nebraska be teaching high school agriculture in Solana, Tennessee. But he did a number of things here. I know there's something. How about if I throw a little history at you? You know, down at the junior high baseball field, the building there, and sometime in the 1930s, Mr. Fox gathered up enough money to build that building, and that building was the county cannery, where the farmers' wives could come in and bring their produce in down there. They had big boiler cookers in there, and they'd bring in a truckload of green beans and cook them down there and can them there in that place. And I think they even had a machine there that they could put them in
in metal cans and sealed the tops on, which was a neat place. So in over the years, that was known as the cannery. I don't know if some of your grandparents would probably say, yeah, I remember the cannery. And he started that, but he was here for a number of years. And like I said, I think he was the one that started the FFA program here in Salina. Okay, now, something that I know that has been a very important part of your work with the FFA, and that is your plant sale you have every year. Where do y'all get those plants at down there that you sell? Girls, where do they come from?
Canada.
Okay, and they make it to your greenhouse, and then what happens?
We sell them, and we plant them.
Okay, now, do you receive those as seedlings, or do you get all of them fully grown, like the mums and things like that, or do you have to nurture them and make it? Okay, now, all those pretty mums we see, do they just grow that way by themselves? Cherokee's shaking her head. Cherokee, get the microphone, tell them why they don't. What goes into making a mum?
Then you have to water plants or they're going to die.
Okay. Now, what about the shape of those plants?
Well, it just depends on what that mum's determined to do with its life, probably.
Do you all do any snipping and trimming on them to try and shape them, make them look a certain way? Or?
We're not growing any mums for the spring. That was in the fall.
Yeah.
But, it'll benefit them for sure.
Okay, now.
Keep them healthy longer.
Right, and you have a big sale in the fall, don't you? Off mums and things like that. That gets
mm-hmm.
you a little bit of money that takes you to FFA trips and things like that. Okay, now what's going on in the greenhouse this spring?
The greenhouse will open in mid-April, and we actually have Mr. Craighead first period, and I think our class is going to go out there and do some things, and then he has a greenhouse class that will go out there. It's student-led, the fundraiser is. And we're going to grow over 10,000 plants if everything goes well.
Okay, can you name all 10,000 varieties?
I don't know if I can do that, but we will have a variety of, like, vegetable plants, flowers, some hanging baskets, and then, of course, ferns.
Okay.
Everybody loves ferns.
Do you get a lot of the spring things, do you get them in seedling cups and you grow them also?
Yes.
And but you don't start out with the seed itself?
No. Well, sometimes. I mean, sometimes. It varies. Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you put in there and grow from the seed? Maybe tomatoes? Do you do that, or do you get those?
Over 100 varieties of vegetables, Mr. Watson.
All right.
Yes.
And, okay, number 100 is?
I forgot. I think Selena knows, though.
I think maybe it might be a tomato.
that's something that there's no telling how many varieties of tomatoes there are. I mean, there's so many things. But very seriously about this, I know the greenhouse work. The greenhouse work, have you started yet, or it's right now getting ready to? You'll be getting your first load of little square cups in here before long, and getting ready and having them, hopefully, you've got to anticipate just about the right time that you've got your product ready just right after the last frost, don't you?
Yes, we're going to start hopefully around the first week of March.
And then how long does it take normally to get a plant mature enough to be sellable? I know.
10 weeks.
About 10 weeks. And that during that time, you've got to keep them watered, you got to check them, all kinds of things. And then when the sale starts, how long does it usually last before you, I mean, you guys...
Until we run out or they all die, pretty much. I mean...
You guys usually sell out of a lot of...
For sure. I don't think we've been faced with that problem, have we, Mr. Craighead? Yeah, we usually run out.
And probably the most popular thing, you as a person, you have personally sold most of, probably.
Last year, I wasn't extremely involved in the greenhouse, but I did see a lot of people interested in the hanging baskets and the ferns. Now, we could have sold a ton of something else, but I know that people of Clay County are crazy about their ferns.
What about down on Miss Smith, down on the other end? Were you involved in it last year?
Last year I wasn't, but I do have the greenhouse class this semester. We've been working pretty hard in it.
Are any of the four involved in last year's sales? I don't see any hands going up. So you're all newbies. You don't know exactly what to expect. Now, are there any problems with plant diseases and things like that with the things you get in? Or, you know, a crop failure is something that farmers always dread. I wonder if Mr. Craighead may have to tell you this one. Have we ever had any good crop failures down there in the greenhouse that you that I'm sure you guys have been in and around it? Because, you know, some of these plants are very...
Resources to avoid disease and pests in the greenhouse. So far, we haven't had any problems.
Okay. We're going to take a little short break there. We're going to let everybody get some notes up. We've got a few minutes yet to fill in, and we're not filling it. I'm trying to get the information out of you guys because I know it's in there, and you're just dying to say it, but... We'll be right back in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We back. We are back, ladies. I think since I've had a few, I kind of make people wander, schedule, but I think right now we're getting them all back on schedule, and they've got some things that they deem are important, and I think Ms. Smith down on the end is going to talk to us a little bit more. It's your turn again.
One of our public service projects, we collaborated with the Clay County Public Library, and we've helped to construct a children's book trail that'll be installed in the city of Salina around the walking trail at Donaldson Park.
And when does that be ready for this spring?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, what's that going to involve?
It'll be like, it's a little story, and kids can kind of walk on the trail and like follow the story as they go. So it'll kind of encourage them to walk and read at the same time.
So get their interest built up, and they got to walk to the next station to
exactly.
Read the next chapter of the book.
Yeah.
Great idea, isn't it? Well, now, of course, you all have to try that out first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you all walked that trail?
We have, yeah.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful trail that most folks don't even know about, do they? Most folks don't know it's down there. One of the most beautiful trails anywhere around. But with our park, now that the city of Salina has it, lots of things are changing down there. And hopefully more and more of you guys will take time out and go down there and walk around, walk down by the river, stick your feet in the water down the Obi. It's just a great thing. Okay, now what else we got? Did we move the paper again?
We've got the Ag Mechanics Contest that's coming up the first week of March. We're really excited about that because so far there's a lot of kids, you know, showing that they want to participate. That consists of block lay-in, the three-way switch, that's an electrical, small engine, tool identification, I think that's a freshman one only, welding, plumbing, land measuring, me and Tamara are actually hopefully going to do that, land leveling, board fitting, rafter cutting, and cut and torch competition.
Now, that's the old traditional class, isn't it, Mr. Craighead? And the skills contest
it was always a big, big deal. Lots and lots of emphasis placed on that. And you mentioned some things there. Rafter cutting. What is a 10-4 roof? Anybody know?
We're going to learn.
Oh, you're going to learn what it is.
For sure.
What is it? For every 10-foot, it goes up, it rises 4 foot. And that determines the slope of the roof. And you'll hear 10-4, 10-6, 10-8 is real hard to put a roof on, reckon. It's just nearly straight up and down. You don't see too many of those. But the rafter cutting, these things involve something. Do we still have geometry classes, or is it built in some of the other classes?
It's built in. I think it's called integrated math 2 now, where you would normally take geometry your sophomore year.
So geometry is very, very important to rafter cutting, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you learn how to read a square?
Yes.
Little builder square. Those things have all kinds of information on them, don't they?
For sure.
They tell you where to make the marks at. By making the marks, like I said, for a 10-4 rafter, it'll tell you where to cut the other end of it and put the angle in it. Then when you put it all together, it's supposed to fit, isn't it?
Hopefully we'll be able to build a house by the end of the year. You know,
hey, you know, that's something we used to do here before you guys now. We used to have a building class here led by Mr. Marshall Donaldson, where his class actually built a new home every year from scratch. Everything from laying the foundation, the blocks, all the way up to putting a brick on it.
That's awesome.
It was. And over where our maintenance building is now behind the old high school, that his class is paid for that thing. It's, of course, named in his honor now at this time. But, you know, the electrical thing, guys, that is a very, very high-paying job, electrician is. And takes a lot of training. You just mentioned a three-way switch, which means that you, and there are some of them, I think, even got maybe three or four, even maybe more switches in it, where you can stand at one switch and turn the lights on, off and on throughout the house, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's something that the skills contest. And what about in the past few years, have we won the skill contest any in the last year or two? Or?
We was really close last year.
So that means we were not one, but close to.
Well, if you ain't first or last, you know, so I guess we're.
No, not. I know, when do you start working for the skills contest? Is it something that goes on all year long? Or are you guys involved in with particular thing? What are you involved in, Cherokee?
Tamara and I are going to try land measuring.
Okay, we got anybody doing rafters or anything like that?
I'm doing rafter cutting.
All right, you got any help?
Just individual.
You're going to cut the rafters by yourself. Okay, now down on the end.
Me and Cherokee, we're doing the land measuring.
Okay, you guys are doing the land measuring. And I know, I'll tell you something too. If you want a steady job, and what are you preparing for?
Me and Sonny are going to do land leveling, and we actually got first in it last year.
So that means you're going to take a bulldozer and you're going to...
No. We stand there with a rod and a level, and then Sonny does all the math because I'm not good at math, and I stand there and hold a stick so she can see what number to use. I'm not useful in it other than holding a stick. But we won last year.
I know, like you said, you take the pole down at one. You find a place and put your tripod down and anchor it good and level. And from there, you go around the land that you're looking at and determine the slope of it and how much out of level and everything it is. But
yeah.
I'll tell you guys something, that if you're looking for a job that pays pretty good and will keep you busy as you want to be, become a surveyor. Now, that is something right now, if you try to call a surveyor and get a surveyor to come to Clay County and survey a half acre of land for you, speaking from experience, it took 6 weeks to get it done. And they are so far behind. And the minimum thing for coming and surveying a half acre plot of land is $300, which is a pretty good amount of money to be paid for that. And this is a great, great, great career to get in right now is land survey, because there's a tremendous shortage in it. And it puts you outside every day walking, getting exercise, fresh air. So one of you guys, hey, give that a little consideration. Be a female. land surveyor and get in that field. Guys, what else we got to close out with?
We'll let Selena talk about National Convention.
All right. Here we go.
National Convention is held in Indianapolis, which was one of the first conventions I ever went to in FFA. I'm pretty sure it was the first time we had went to National Convention in a long time. Six chapter officers attended the National FFA Convention, which was pretty amazing.
That convention, it's kind of like what you've ever watched on TV, the nominating convention at the Republicans and Democrats. And the folks are running for office, and they get out and they campaign. Mm-hmm. They make campaign speeches, and I think they print up, election posters and all that kind of stuff, don't they?
Yeah, and 55,000 FFA members across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands attended the National Convention.
And did any of you guys ever taken the plunge and decided you wanted to run for something? Do you have to go out and get a petition to get to run, get people to sign the petition and all that kind of, so you just throw your name out there and work from there?
Yep.
And I think one of you guys ought to try that when you're there. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen?
You lose.
that don't make you a loser, though. It makes you a winner by trying. That's the big, losers are folks that don't try. If you try anything, no matter where you finish, you're not a loser. You may be the 32nd runner-up, but you ain't no loser. Well, let's see. I guess I might ought to let someone give me a number between, 1 and 7.
3.
Number 3. Mr. Malcolm Strong has won the birthday prize today. So, Mr. Strong, you can come over by the chamber office or send someone over and pick up your birthday prize, which is given each Thursday morning here on the WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country here in the Clay County corner. And we appreciate WVFB for doing that, and we will continue doing that. And we will I need to tell Mr. Kerr that we need some more envelopes for the prizes, so I've got that taken care of. And guys, good luck in all these things that you're doing. Good luck at the state convention, the national convention, Cherokee, cheerleaders, scorekeepers. Good luck the next couple of weeks in the basketball tournaments coming up. And I know I'll see most of you all at least tonight and tomorrow night. And we really appreciate you coming by this morning. Appreciate Mr. Craighead bringing you up here. And, of course, this is it's been a traditional thing with him when he was down with the other folks. Anytime I needed a guest, and I could get on the phone most of the time and call down and say, Mr. Craighead, I'm in trouble. And he'd come running up and we could spend some time talking. But you girls have done a tremendous job, and I know that you represent your school and your county down at Nashville, and then that you represent us very, very well at the National Convention. And I expect you girls to do some great things. I know some of you are some seniors, and we just hope that you get your education or your training, whatever you want, and bring it back home to us here, because you are the folks that are our leaders of the next generation. And we appreciate you all, appreciate having you here with us this morning. And with that, I guess, if you all help me, we'll shut the barn doors here. We got everything put up, and we'll say, that it's been a pleasure being here. Don't forget to listen to us again at 6 o'clock tonight. And you can get home and call Granny and Grandpa and tell them, tune in. They can watch it there on 101.5. And also keep it there during the day. And every once in a while, you'll hear Cherokee a picking and a grinning on there for a little while. And with that, I guess, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel next week. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. Good day, Clay County.